Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen. Rich is an outstanding political commentator and political operative, has held many positions in the Republican Party, but he's also been a leader, representing America on a number of levels around the world. And Rich, thanks again for your service, not the least of which was when he spent time in Iraq. And I have that documented as in interviews that he conducted with me while he was over there. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. I want to read a couple of quick quotes here. Folks, this is first from Senator Barrasso, a Wyoming Republican. He said, Secretary of State John Kerry said during his January 2013 confirmation that climate change is the biggest challenge that we face right now. Well, Senator Barrasso says, I think Iraq, Afghanistan, Russia, nuclear Iran, Syria, and North Korea are a bigger challenge than climate change. And so that's an interesting little comparison there. And then also, Rich, this weekend, Dr. Henry Kissinger, former Secretary of State, said this in an article. Libya's civil war, fundamentalist armies are building a caliphate across Syria and Iraq. Afghanistan's young democracy is on the verge of paralysis, plus a resurgent tension. We have resurgent tensions with Russia and China. The concept of order that has underpinned the modern era is in crisis. What do you think, Rich?
Yeah, no, that's why he's Dr. Henry Kissinger,
yeah.
And I'm Mr. Rich.
The concept of order that has underpinned the modern era is in crisis. How strong is that?
It's very strong, and the reason it's in, one of the reasons, I mean, sometimes these things just happen because they happen, but one of the things that this president and this administration has been totally inept at is looking over the horizon and saying, what can we do today that will prevent bad things from happening, not just tomorrow, but 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years down the road. And so by the time they get 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 years down the road, they kind of shrug their shoulders and say, well, what would you do? Well, it's not what I would do today. It's what I would have done 3 years ago that
right.
You guys didn't want to do. And that's one of the a world in which America is seen to be either disinterested, unprepared, or just doesn't want to play is a very dangerous world, because as we have seen over and over again, those vacuums will be quickly filled, and they're typically not filled by good guys, they're filled by bad guys.
Edmund Burke was right, wasn't he?
What did he say?
The only way for evil to prosper is for good men to do nothing.
Good men to do nothing, yeah.
Yeah. The thing that's going on right now is that things that should have been done earlier have not been done. We've got this vacuum that was created by that inactivity has been filled by evil people, and now that we have to take extraordinary measures to stop that, it seems like the administration is hiding behind, well, we don't want to put boots on the ground, which is what we kind of need to do now.
Well, we probably do, and we probably have a couple of hundred boots on the ground, if not more, that we're just not talking about very much, because you need somebody to help direct these airstrikes. But the notion that you can send in drones and fighter bombers and fix everything is probably wrong. I mean, it sounds good, and you can have short term effects. But I met with a friend over the weekend who's very skilled in these areas, and he said, things like ISIS, that you have to treat them like termites in your house. You never really get rid of them, but if you don't do anything, your house will fall down.
Right. Well, Rich, anybody listening to my show knows that I belong to the Small Business Party. And so, Republican or Democrat, if you're not helping small businesses, then, I'm not on your side. And this administration has been in that category. They have not been helping small businesses. So I've been pretty critical of the Obama administration for those reasons. But all the things that I disagree with him on, and of an American nature, of a local nature, All those things could be turned around. If they need to be fixed, we can fix those. I'm not so much worried about that. But Rich, his inactivity, his leading from behind, his fecklessness on foreign policy could last a lot longer and could be irreparable, especially if we get something like a nuclear Iran. What do you think?
Oh, I don't think there's any question about that. One of the things that we laughingly say I live within the Beltway, but, you know, inside the Beltway, this isn't an idle chatter thing about the possibility of being attacked. My office is 5 blocks from the White House. My wife's is 3 blocks from the White House. Mm-hmm. Happily, we are on the side of the White House, which is typically upwind, so that the wind will blow the other way. But, I mean, it's really true that last night at dinner, we were saying, should we go into those district on September 11th or not? I mean, these are real discussions we have because America is perceived to be disinterested and weak.
A lot of people are really concerned about ISIS. How do you feel about that? You've been over there. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think that these guys have raised the level. The biggest difference, I mean, put aside the Taliban that took over the whole country, the whole country of Afghanistan. Uh-huh. But for the most part, Al-Qaeda, you know, it has been a hit-and-run suicide mission organization.
Right.
Everything from car bombs to taking over airplanes. But these guys want to build a nation that they can operate and run. And it's a nation not that doesn't already have borders, doesn't have any borders at all. And they are so willing, they are so bad, that even Al-Qaeda thinks that they go too far. I mean,
yeah, they don't like them.
They really bad.
Well, and President Obama likes to talk and negotiate, and these people don't talk and negotiate, do they?
No, they just keep going either you kill them or they keep moving ahead.
We have to do that, folks. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We're going to talk about the future political process after these messages with Rich Galen. Mullings.com is his website.
Some folks are born, silver. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.